There were mosquitoes. There were always mosquitoes at Devlin Creek this time of year. Every time I went inside, I had 20 more bites than I had the last time, and Mom made a noise as if it was my fault, as if I created mosquitoes. There was a bloody nose. It wasn't my first. I didn't have any tissues or napkins, and I was in a good t-shirt, so I lay on my front with my head out over the bank and let the blood drip into the creek. I wondered if the fish would smell it, or taste it, or breathe it. I knew by then that nosebleeds only lasted so long. I'd learned not to pinch my nose or tilt my head back 6 months ago. You just had to let it bleed until it was done. Most people got nosebleeds because something happened. Like, maybe they got hit with a baseball or walked into a door. I got nosebleeds for no reason. Or there was a reason. I just didn't like to talk about it. I reached down and picked out a plastic shopping bag that was floating downstream and put it on the bank next to me. This was my job. This was my creek. It was named after my family. 100 years ago, the Devlins owned everything around here, mostly fields and the old original farmstead, a big red stone house and a barn and a few sheds. Now there were only our small farmhouse and one tiny field left. I couldn't really call it a field. It was more like a wild patch with the creek running through it and a small area of woods. We didn't farm it because we weren't farmers anymore. My dad was a manager of an electronics store. My mom worked in a warehouse putting items in boxes so people didn't have to leave their house to buy things. 100 years ago, things were different. World War I was raging. Nobody flew in airplanes for vacation. 100 years ago, a shark attacked a bunch of people at the New Jersey seashore, and there was a polio epidemic. 100 years ago, somebody invented the light switch. I bet boys still had turf wars 100 years ago. I bet people got punched in the nose then, too. Territory and violence are pretty much 1 million years old. I grew up in the middle of a cornfield. It wasn't our field anymore, but it was Devlin dirt, worked and cared for by my family's sweat for more than a century. The land was so important to my mother's family that for 2 generations, daughters chose to keep the family name, Devlin, and when they had children, they gave it to us too, instead of our father's boring last names. The name and the land belonged together, even though we didn't own the land anymore. I never thought about the new owner. It was Devlin dirt. That's all I knew. The whole cornfield was my turf. I ran in it, bicycled through it, played in it, and sometimes I'd just walk and let the leaves hit me in the face because nothing made me smell more like me than the smell of a walk in the cornfield. Now, my turf ended where the corn used to be, just outside our wild patch. Tommy and his new friends had the woods. I got to keep Devlin Creek. Mom said we should feel lucky we had anything at all because her grandfather drank 175 acres of Devlin land. I remember when she said it to me the first time. I said, "How did he drink land?" She never explained, but my sister Bernadette told me later that night. Mom's grandfather was a drunk.
He was drunk?
I figured he had to be drunk to drink dirt.
No, he was a drinker. You know, she said, he had a problem.
She could tell I still didn't understand. I was probably 7. I don't think most 7-year-olds understand how these 2 things can relate. A drunk great-grandfather still didn't explain how 175 acres of land wasn't ours anymore.
He lost the land because he spent all his money at the bar. Get it? She said. Like money he didn't even have, he used it to buy more drinks?
I nodded. She smiled. I liked Bernadette. She helped me with my homework and with questions I couldn't ask Mom or Dad, and she was nice to me. I didn't think a lot of older sisters were nice. I knew Tommy's wasn't.